Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here, right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, some of you know the difference already. Yes, same show, same guy in the seat. And we're just renamed the show to the Joe Messina Show. It actually takes up less letters, and it doesn't, you know, spread out on the banner as much. I got to tell you, I got one of the greatest support teams there is out there in the business over at Genesis Communication Network, which is the network that we're on. We're proud to be on. I believe and hope they're proud to have us as well. Just love how these guys move on things and get things done. And it makes doing the show so much easier. And I don't think you realize that when you're watching a show or you're listening to a show, it's more than just the mouth behind the microphone. There's a lot of people who have something to do with it. And I very much appreciate how involved they are. All right. But, you know, seriously. And look at, we're in the 4th of July. With the government officials are sitting around, or government people are sitting around today, our guys are working. I'm working. A lot of us that are out there. Working. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Did you have a great Independence Day, a great 4th of July? You know, I was just talking to somebody about this yesterday, saying, don't say happy 4th. Please don't say happy 4th. Either happy birthday, America, or happy Independence Day, whatever it is, however you want to phrase. There's a 4th in every month. Right? We're not going to celebrate 12 of them, are we? Seriously. Yeah, you can tell I'm a little wound up about this. And, again, I so much appreciate it. Now, just so we get things clear, I want you to know that Joey B. in the White House, they're celebrating. Right? Remember when they said they weren't sure we were going to be able to have these celebrations at home? And now even when you do, make sure you have your masks on. You know, in California, they were asking us to have the mask on in the house. Right? Can you believe that? I got people over for dinner or people over for a barbecue. We're out back. Right, in California, you got the mask on, and it's like, hey, so how's your hamburger? Is your hamburger good? You need to put it on. I mean, come on, give me a break, will you? Surprised he didn't, you know, and again, with the fireworks. You know, people too close, I would like to see what they were going to do about that. Funny how you heard gunshots going off all over the place. So people were doing things they ought not to do. And what did we have? We probably had the mask police out in California. It's just craziness going somewhere to happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. White House is going to host thousands and thousands of people there in the White House. I want you to think about that, right? At the White House. They're going to celebrate thousands of people to celebrate independence, but not the independence that you and I are celebrating. No, 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 no. Joey B. has decided the celebration is around independence from the virus. Yeah, that'll be a whole new song for the day, won't it? And not only that, he's going to have thousands, now, okay, thousands of essential workers, which, you know, first responders and such, nurses and doctors, many military families, and that's cool. I don't really have a problem with that. But when he wants to mark it or make it or pump it up as independence from the virus, come on. And if you're going to do that, you've got to give the bulk of the celebration to, that's right, Mr. Trump. President Trump, he's the one that got it rolling. He's the one that got these things moving at a high pace. He's the one. Now, you watch. I want you to listen to this. Joey B and company are taking full credit for this virus, the vaccine, right, for this shot, for this concoction, and how it rolled out, how fast it got there, and all this other wonderful stuff. If something goes sideways, if we find out there's a problem, do you know who's going to get the blame? Won't get the credit, got the blame. That's right, Donald Trump. He rushed it. There was a lot of money in it. He was going to make money from it. Let's ignore how much Dr. Fauci has made off of this. But you mark my words, I've done this before. I'm not hoping that they... Listen, I'm not hoping we find something wrong with it. I'm not hoping we find out that people are dying and they're sick and whatever because of the lack of testing. It's not what I want, not by any stretch. I'm simply stating that if something goes sideways, right, you know who's going to get the blame for it. Why didn't the current White House check it out better, if that's the case? Make sure that it was going to be safe. So, the White House is encouraging, now listen, they can have an independence from the virus with thousands of people on the lawn, but you can't have fireworks at Mount Rushmore. No, that would be too dangerous. That's not a fire thing. Not anything. They just don't want that many people that close together. Come on, let that sink in. The White House is encouraging state and local partners to host their own events across the nation to celebrate the progress the country has made to fight against the coronavirus. How about you do that like in a month? Right? Why don't you let us have... You see what they're doing? They're doing it again. They're dividing us. They're getting on board with the whole blacks should not celebrate the 4th of July. We did that show on Friday. Go check it out. They are wrong. All right? So the blacks shouldn't celebrate the 4th of July. They did the black national anthem at the White House, I think it was, or at one of those events. Tell me they're not trying to divide us even more. Take away the Birth of America celebration. Turn it into a celebration of beating the virus. We shouldn't be celebrating the 4th of July. We should be celebrating black independence. I mean, what are they doing? Really, what are they doing? I was part of a parade yesterday. And, you want to talk about the irritant. I know I'm going to irritate a lot of people right now. But we had a couple of jack wagons, three or four cars, not many. We had hundreds of cars that would buy us a beep and give us thumbs up. Waving the Mexican flag. I did not know that July 4th was Mexican independence. I thought that was Cinco de Mayo. If you want to celebrate Mexican independence, you know where you can do it from. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. You listen to the Joe Messina Show. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift Lithium Ion Powered Forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Ella once said,
hey, you're listening to Joe Messina Show on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I try to add class to the moment. Class, you know, some of that music out there today. I know, my dad said the same thing about us, so I sound like the old guy screaming from the porch. I get all of that, but not really where I'm trying to come from. No, really. Little class to the situation here. You know, one of my complaints has been that our brothers and sisters in Christ, we don't come out, we don't stand up, we don't take the stance that we need to take. To take back, you know, you guys tease me about being in California, but we could take back California. I mean, unless your God's dead, I mean, in which case, I feel sorry for you. My God's not. And we could take back states like California, New York, take back cities like San Francisco, but you got to be willing to step up and you got to be willing to fight. And one of the guys that I've gotten to know and I've been blessed to know over the years has really been in the fight. Matter of fact, you hear me talk about where were the warriors. I stole it from this guy. Brad Stein joins me. He's known as God's Comic, and he's been fighting this for years. He's been talking about this for years. And, Brad, when I first heard you talk about you gave the speech at the prayer breakfast, one of the things you talked about was where are our warriors. Now, I'm going back 10 years, 12
yes.
years. You've been on this for a long time.
I am, yeah, I'm getting weak. I'm out of, my canteen is empty. Talk about warriors. My sword's got a dent. I'm looking for a blacksmith. I've got all, my boots came off. I'm now, I'm wearing palm fronds, literally, as for pants, even. I lost my pants, which should destroy a lot of enemies. But here I sit in the fight. But you know what? Joe, that's not uncommon, and this is not to lift me up, because I'm no great anything. I'm just a fellow pilgrim on the journey like you. But the only thing I know to say, the only thing I know how to describe it is I believe that Jesus is actually God. That's the point that is lost. I know this sounds absurd, especially because I know your audience is conservatives and more likely Christians, or believe they are, or go to church. But there, one of the things that has been missing in American Christianity, and it's my calling to the American church, by the way, God told me, I want you to go to the church, because there's too many churchgoers, not enough Christians, is that people... Christians think that somehow their faith gives them a home, a food, a good family, you know, peace, protection, which is the exact opposite, literally, of most of the stories in the Bible, old and new. And keep in mind, the Old Testament is our story too, as a believer, because we're grafted in to the Israelite story, so they're like us too, because we're part of the spiritual history of what God has created. And so I find that the Christians don't feel that if there is a persecution, if there's something at stake, that they should just lay low, that they shouldn't really get involved. And this is the flaw in American Christianity. And I always differentiate American Christianity from Chinese Christianity, North Korean Christianity, Iranian Christianity, India Christianity, Pakistan Christianity, because those people know right off the bat, if you become a believer, there's a cost. The Bible says, count the cost. It's going to cost you something. Matter of fact, ironically, what is the big thing about a phrase, a nomenclature that we hear in culture? And you know, don't be a hater, right? Don't hate on people. Don't hate, hate, hate. We don't want to hate. Can't hate, right? Jesus said, by the way, if you want one of the absolute proofs that you're an actual follower of mine. Yeah, Jesus, what is it? Is it that I'll heal everybody I take? No. Is it that I'll have riches beyond compare? No. Is it because everybody will want to be my buddy and my friend? Because Jesus just loves everybody. And he said, no, actually, to really know that you're one of mine, you will be hated.
You're so right.
Wait, what? I don't want to be hated. And then he didn't add this. This is Brad's version. This is the new Brad
James version. The book of Brad. Yeah.
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 He didn't say, oh, and by the way, if they hate you because you're a jackass to them, that's on you. If they hate you because you're unkind, judgmental, self-righteous, arrogant, malicious, that's on you. I didn't say that they're going to hate you because you aren't kind or empathetic or sympathetic or whimsical. No, they're going to hate you because you're going to stand for absolute truth. And there is nothing more hated by the left than the truth. It's why we have postmodernism. It's why we have relativism. Truth is the great equalizer, because it exposes the dark, it exposes the lies, and it finds the true north back to where we belong, because we're all heading back, trying to head back to Eden.
That's what we, from the get-go, we're all trying to get home where we screwed up, and we can't get there, but we try. So that's really what's happening, Joe, is Christians in America have misinterpreted the hate and the persecution that comes from being actual followers with somehow off of being a kind Jesus follower, when in fact the opposite is true. This is the cost he asked you to count.
Yeah, you know, you hit a home run with that, because it's an argument that I have with a lot of our brothers and sisters. They don't like when we make somebody feel uncomfortable. We're supposed to love everybody. Well, you know, when you're yelling at your child not to run into the street, right? I mean, they're not going to be very happy for the moment, but you're doing it because you love them. You don't want them to get hurt. And that's where they really miss it. It seems like we have a generation of Christians and others, but a generation of Christians who didn't quite like the way they were talked to as kids. And now they're trying to bring that into their Christian walk, when in reality, Jesus wasn't always there with a kind word, was he?
No, well, I think that analysis is great, but it also could be fair. You know, we could frame it a little bit wider. When oftentimes we use that analysis, you know, your kid's about to run in the street. Hey, no, da, 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 da. It needs an immediate, deep, dark, fast, quick, aggressive
response.
Approach,
yeah.
Because that's what's going on. You're not supposed to do that every time.
No.
If they're not getting around for bed, you're not supposed to. And we do, right? We deal with that. But you're supposed to at times say, "Let me teach you. Let me tell you why I'd rather do this. Let me tell you, you know, that if you should listen to me because I have your best in mind." You try to walk them through. You realize they're kids, and they're stupid, and so you got to walk them through some of this. So there's a time and a place and a season.
Relative.
For how you respond.
You and I believe in capitalism. I'm going to go for a break so we can make some money so you don't have to cut the check. And
I want a piece of that.
We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Be right back.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Search and rescue crews found four more victims in the rubble of the collapsed Florida condominium tower Monday as thunderstorms threatened the area late in the afternoon. The death toll now stands at 28. The additional discoveries coming after the portion of the building that had remained standing after the initial collapse was demolished Sunday night. 117 residents remain unaccounted for. Rescuers say they plan on continuing through any inclement weather, only stopping for lightning in the area. And a criminal group has demanded $70 million in a ransomware attack that may have compromised up to 1 million computers. The attack against Kaseya VSA occurred over the holiday weekend, exposing clients who used the firm's software to remotely perform IT services. Investigators into the attack say more than 1,000 businesses could be affected. The group Revil has claimed responsibility for the attack, offering a universal decryption tool for the ransom. This is USA Radio News.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Look, if you want to, again, if you want to be part of the solution, if you want to know when the show's coming up, simply text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Head over to the website. There's so much you could find out there, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend. Look at telling your friends about the show, writing me notes, sending me some nice stuff. I really do appreciate the kind words because, you know, Brad will tell you in a second, we don't always get those little sweet notes, those sweet love notes.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that just crazy? I thought everybody thought like us.
Yeah, right. There you go. All right, listen, I got this bridge. You don't have to look at it. Just, you know, a few bucks in cash, you can have it right now, right?
Just take my word for it. Yeah. And it's not essential.
No. So. You know, I was, you and I talked earlier today, and I said I was so blessed in California. I went out to speak at an event, I don't know, 6-8 weeks ago, and there were 2,000-plus people there. And I know they weren't all believers. They were definitely conservatives and Republicans and such and what have you, independents, and they were there. They want the state reopened, too. But there were so many people holding up signs that Jesus is essential. And you know, you moved out of California. You know how heartwarming that is. So look at this. Okay, we got fighters left here. Because to your point, we need people to be out there. We need people to be letting others know that we care. We're here and we're willing to work and not to browbeat the others, but to be here for that. But to your point earlier, too, I mean, seriously, when you talk about, you know, getting things opened up, getting to some of these pastors who really believe that, you know, we should do what the government tells us to do. We should, follow the law and, you know, because we're told to follow the law. You know, wait a minute, slow down. Not in every term, really. So if that's the case, and I'm going to get a little rude here, if that's the case, then we should have never gotten Hitler's way because, you know, he was the authority. Leave him alone. Why did we stop slavery? Why do we fight against slavery? Because the authorities wanted slavery. Why were we disobedient? There's some real ridiculous things floating through the church, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, very much so. And, you know, this, again, It often is couched as though it's virtuous, but it's always cowardice. It's always this fear that somehow you're not going to appear to be Christ-like. That there's this very sense of how Jesus is supposed to appear, and that's in this beautiful, pristine shape. Love is all we know. He loves everybody. There's always these terms that leave out the context. You know, Jesus loves everybody. Yeah, he does. But before we go any further with this next statement that I know is going to be off out of left field, define love. Define love. Let's use, if we're going to use the same words, let's use the same definitions of the words. For example, does love mean that you allow your spouse to cheat on you and accept that? Because that's loving. They had this desire to have sex with this other woman, and it's really their desire. They didn't ask for it. It's how they're born. Now, I am a man. I want to have sex with all the women that I see because that's what guys grapple with. So just because I got married, doesn't God want me to really dignify myself, and it's how I feel, and it's how I feel like that God would want me to fulfill myself, and so, well, we don't accept that. We say no. I'm putting a parameter on your desire. I'm putting a parameter on your version of love because it's selfish. Because it isn't, in fact, giving to somebody. Love is a deeper, richer definition if you're going by what it actually means. It's all encompassing. It's all giving. It's all sacrificing for others, which also means telling them when they're off base. If you're an alcoholic and I buy you liquor, I don't love you. I'm not loving you. I have to say the hard thing. No, you don't get that. I'm not giving it to you. I'll hate you. I'll never speak again. Then don't. I'll love you enough to let you hate me. That's love. Okay? So this is what I'm getting at. The Christians that say that the government should be respected because God says, the Bible says he sets up the governments and we're supposed to respect authority. And we are. I'm wondering what they would say to Martin Luther King, who said, an unjust law is no law at all. I wonder what they say to a guy that simply tried to have the freedom of the First Amendment to march against what he considered a racist and unequitable law that was not part of the Constitution, giving equal access, not equal results, equal access to all people that were Americans. And he fought against that. It was the law. You can't sit at that counter in Mississippi. I'm sitting there because this law is unjust. Just, we always have to go back to there. But keep in mind, when Paul was about to be beaten up by a Roman, flogged, he didn't go to the Bible. He said, hey, are you allowed to beat a Roman citizen without a trial? And the guy said, no. He didn't then say, well, let me get the Torah out and show you what the Torah says. He didn't say, I got this letter from a guy, a Philippian guy, let me show it. Didn't say that. He didn't say, well, go ahead and beat me, because as a Christian, I'm not supposed to stand up for anything. Clearly, I'm not supposed to stand up to anything that isn't biblically sound. He didn't say any of that. He said, I appeal to Caesar. He used the law of the land to justify and defend himself, because that's wisdom, that's reason, that's logic, that's part of what the Christian milieu has given to Western culture. Let us reason together. Another religion gave us that idea. So we have the law of the land that states you have a First Amendment right. This is government Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or forbidding the free exercise thereof. So here's my question to you guys. When did Congress ever make a law that stated you must have a nativity scene in a public park? Don't remember that law because it doesn't exist. When did Congress say, I'm making a law that you have to pray in school? Didn't remember that law because it didn't exist. Don't remember the law that says you must have a Christmas pageant with hymns sung at your school. There is no congressional law for that because it was never made. So the entire premise that started in 1947 with separation of church and state, based on a letter that Thomas Jefferson wrote to the Anabaptists in Connecticut saying, don't worry, the government will never get in the way of the church's rights and freedoms, and it will not establish a denomination that goes against yours. That will never happen. So the entire premise of separation of church and state was Jefferson saying, church has precedent over it. But the entire premise of not having religious elements and specifically Christian elements within the culture itself was a false, wrong, judgment from the Supreme Court, which had always judged prior to that, we are, in fact, we had Supreme Court justices say, we're a Christian nation. We had Supreme Court justices say, we have to have moral standards, and we in the West choose Christianity. The Founding Fathers said, when they said, teach the morals to the kids in school, they talked about the Bible, not a theocracy, not trying to get them saved. This is what Western culture goes to for absolute values and morals. That's who we are. So they are so unsophisticated, the American Christian, so superficial, so simplistic, and so easily manipulated by the cultural constructs, and allow the church to be changed by the latest cultural fad, instead of redeeming the culture, which is the purpose of the church, we have become either completely unessential, completely saltless, or even worse, entire denominations that are now completely heretics, because they've allowed the culture, secular, humanistic, Marxist culture, to define them.
Oh, but Chad, they don't want people, you know, they don't want their kids to feel bad about being involved in things at school and music. Right. And they don't want to be outcast from the coffee club or the morning tea group,
right.
You know?
Right. No, I get it. I get it. Yeah, the last thing you want to be is set apart, you know? The last thing you want to be is to be a stranger in a strange land. Yes. The last thing you want to do is to be hated for the gospel's sake. The last thing you want to be is to be shamed by being crucified in front of an entire culture. The last thing you want to be is being a slave. We all know how evil slavery is. And God said to be a slave to him because he bought you with a price. That's not what you want to be. I want to be a Christian that doesn't really do anything that's Christian at all, because I want Christianity that doesn't cost me a dime. But I do want salvation. I do want to say a prayer that gives me salvation. But then I'm going to go love on Jesus.
And then I'm done. I'll catch up with you guys later.
And those people, of course, God already spoke. Just to let you know, just so you're not thrown a curveball when you get to heaven and meet God. And he said, and your name is? I'm Mr. Smith, and I did all kinds of Jesus things. In Jesus' name, I believe that there was no sacred marriage. In Jesus' name, I believe that certain races should be put down for the sake of other races that had been persecuted. And he'll say, never knew you. You shouldn't have used my name. And, You're not one of mine.
And you are, yeah, okay. We'll be back.
You're going to hell! Say it, Joe!
Joe is your host. Hopefully you have a very long extension cord to that air conditioner. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to the Joe Mussini Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Let me bring him on. Brad Stein, also known as God's Comic. Known him for years. Yeah, well, you know what? Brad, with all due respect, I always tell people, if you want to know God has a sense of humor, look in the mirror in the morning. That's your first check to know.
Yeah.
He does get a giggle when you get out of bed.
Hey, listen, buddy. One pure sign of immaturity is the inability to laugh at yourself. So, which is another attribute of the left that you've noticed. Christians and conservatives are used to being able to laugh at ourselves because we've always been the butt of the joke. So we've learned to say, okay, I don't agree with that. But it was funny. I mean, that was funny what you said. Obviously, I don't agree with you. Obviously, you are a bigot. Obviously, you are whatever you are. But I can at least say you did that well. I just don't agree with the premise. They can't even accept the premise. What do you always hear? Oh, well, how come conservatives don't have to talk? How come conservatives aren't funny? We are funny. We're just not funny to you. Because you can't take a joke against your people. Why? Because they're... philosophy, their ideology is their religion. Make no mistake, leftism is a religious
cult, and they cannot abide for you to blaspheme their savior and their prophets. So that's why they take it so seriously. When somebody talks about identifying and becoming this and literally creating some subjective construct in your mind that you make others believe and have to live by, that's metaphysical. That's a religious component of a group of people that have no religion. They got rid of Christ. They got rid of God. They have to replace it with something. Every human is designed to worship God because God exists. And you don't stop believing in God when you become an atheist. You just find an idol or a counterfeit to fill the spot. And that's what they do. So, you know, I'll tell you, what you talked about, you know, we've been friends for a long time. And, I've kind of been fighting this fight, whatever that means. But honestly, Joe, I just been standing up for truth, for Christian values. I'm the only comic that I know of that's ever used Christian worldview as social commentary. Mm-hmm. I'm the only one that so where Chris Rock would say black people do this, or Dick Gregory would say the black people, or Richard Pryor, or George Carlin, or whatever woman would say, I would say Christian, and I would presume it was true. I didn't act like, well, I believe. I would say, you know, God says, or Jesus is, because I'm just going to say what we're supposed to act like, right, as Christians. This is actually true. It's not my religion. It's the truth. And God called me a few years ago. He said, you're going into ministry. He called me 25 years ago to ministry. I refused to do it. Let me tell you something, Joe. When you wake up on the beach in a whale vomit enough times, guess what? You kind of go like this. Maybe I'll head to Nineveh. And eventually I did. So I'm now a 501c3, God's Comic Ministries. My entire ministry, my entire comedy, my entire film work, my entire production of film, podcasts, everything. My gift from God is communication. The package it comes in is comedy. And I am now going more and more and more to churches, to conservative groups. And I am doing comedy, the Unapologetical American tour, Unapologetical Christian tour. And what I'm saying to churchgoers, because that's what God called me to, is get all in or get out. We don't have any more time, any more space in America, let alone the world, for you to come to church and not be all in. You're taking up space, and you're fooling yourself and others into thinking, oh, this is what a Christian is, somebody that doesn't do anything Christ-like. So literally, this is big, heavy words coming out of my mouth. God doesn't want you. He wants people who are actually sold out. That's the truth. What church teaches that? None. Because churches become businesses in the United States. The pastors become the CEO. The elders have become the board and the board of directors and all of the parishioners are the stockholders who want to get a good return and want to invest in it. So they have to make decisions based on getting a good return to the stockholder. And consequently, if God says, say this and this, they're saying, I ain't going to do that because the stocks are going to tumble. And suddenly you don't have a church that has any value. It has no salt. Has no light, has no courage, has no strength, and it's not leading anybody. So I have proposed, I started it in New England. I'm going to New England where this great nation was formed, and one of the bluest, most leftist, crazy wheels have come up. I said, let's have a third great awakening there. Why am I afraid of or fearful of or walking away? Well, forget them. They're lost. Let's go find all these southern states that kind of are already Christian and try to re-energize them. Well, yeah, they need it too. They need it too. But no, let's go back to New England, 13 original states and colonies, and let's say, God, come here and blow them away. And you know where else? California. I lived in California 30 years. I lived there longer than any place in I've ever been. I've been in all 50 states. I make a lot of jokes about California because it's crazy. You're run by crazy people. No question. It is, pound for pound, by far the single best state in the United States. By far. The things you offer, you got Yosemite, and then you got the desert, and then you got the ocean, then you got the lake, then you got the skiing, and then you got the surfing. Then you got metropolitan, cosmopolitan, San Francisco, and Hollywood. Then you got Hollywood, one of a kind. Then you have LA. Then you have San Diego. You have the best weather year round. You have the most beautiful all around topography of everything you could possibly want for culture. It's in this one state, and the wheels have come off. You guys are spinning into a death spiral, smashing against the side with a heavily revved engine, and nobody's taking control. Christians, why don't you just presume that God will say, enough already, I'm taking this back. Why don't you just presume that maybe God is just waiting for somebody to take up five smooth stones and saying, how dare you mock the God of Israel? Maybe they're waiting for somebody of you people to quit talking about Jesus and being Jesus. Maybe they're waiting for you to stop going to church and being the church. Maybe they're ready for you to have the courage and the fortitude and the expectation to battle for the very soul of the people in your community. Because if you're in California, you're responsible for California. That's where you live. That's where your community is. That's where your sphere of influence is. I mean, if you aren't opening up your church, pastor, to this, to them having the audacity to say, you're not essential. The moment they said that, I said, open it up. You say that? We're, now I know this is demonic. No, we're about as essential as it gets. I propose this to you, Joe Messina. I want to come to California and do a tour, unapologetically Christian tour, going all in, going into these churches and these pastors who have the courage to say, we are not only essential, we are mandatory. And we are going to have Brad Stein come in, God's comic. I'm going to do comedy. I'm going to be politically incorrect, not to be titillating or to be irreverent, to show you what freedom's supposed to feel like, to re-remind you what it looks like to have liberty and free speech, which makes you uncomfortable at times, not just to try to push your buttons, but to remind you what reality is out there and how you've learned to self-censor yourself from what you actually believe is true. I can do that through comedy, and then I stop and I take questions and answers, and I also teach about critical race theory and critical theory in general and the destruction that's happening in this nation, and having the audacity to believe the God that I believe in will give us a third great awakening if we are willing to die to get there. That remains.
I haven't heard about this God in some other churches, right? I mean, come on, let's just be bluntly honest here. You know, when you talk to many Christians today, they don't understand what their place is. They don't understand. They haven't been taught. They come to church on Sunday. They do the worship thing. Oh, God, makes me feel so good. I love that song. I hope he plays that this Sunday, right? I mean, that's the kind of thing you hear. You say, yeah. What was the message? Well, the message was about Jesus loving us. I got that. I got that message 28 years ago. How about some meat? Give me a little bit.
Well, listen, you know, our pastor, he doesn't really want to feel like we should be, you know, aggressive or whatever. Really, why do you have that right? Well, the First Amendment gives me that religious liberty to believe that way. Oh, really? Who gave you the First Amendment? Well, you know, during the Revolutionary War, they gave it to you. Really? Who started the Revolutionary War? Well, they were citizens of Britain, but they decided that freedom and liberty was more sacrosanct. And so they had the British soldiers that they fought against. And who did the British soldiers despise? Who did they say was the most effective in disrupting their freedoms to come in and overthrow these colonies? They called them the Black Robed Regiment.
That's
who
right.
Are they? Pastors who would sit there and open their Bible, give the lay of the land about liberty, freedom, justice, what God would do, how we are to stand for that which is right and just. They'd close their Bibles, take off their robes, grab their musket, grab their fellow brothers and sisters that they just hugged and said, let's go. That was what pastors in America's lineage is. Now we have an embarrassment to the church. There should be no more masculine man than a pastor of the gospel.
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ. I don't know that's what we're seeing, but that's what could be reinvigorated. God has called me to America, guy. He's called me to America in this season. This is I'm getting older, been around. This is my last edge of my life, Joe. My legacy that I'm leaving. And literally told my family, I might die. They might kill me for this. I don't know. But I'm going to go out saying, God, I believe in you, and I'm going to fight for this
Amen.
Thing. And if it imprisons me, if it kills me, whatever, I don't want to. I'm not acting like this is some false courage and humility.
Yeah,
and
know.
Oh, I can't wait. Go ahead and throw me on the rack. I don't care. No, I don't mean it like that. I don't want any of that. I wanted to just have a nice family, live my life, retire, have my grandkids, and live, go to the beach. Yeah, I wanted to do that too. Guess what, guys? I don't get that. There were people that died in the Revolution War, Civil War, World War I, World War II, Vietnam War. They died so you could be free. Guess what, church?
You're going to get You got to get cut off. Where they find you? Quick.
Bradstein.com. Let's have a tour, Joe. Okay. You can run it.
We're going to do it. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far, guys. Dr. B comes up in the next break. We're going to talk about diagnosing America from a God's viewpoint. That's